Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello, everyone. I was just noticing I have some light going on here again.
Uh-huh. I like that.
I saw that.
Yeah. And it's pointing down here to Ganesh, so we're just going to, you know what? What a great day to have all of our obstacles moved. Yeah. Good day.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take that. Thank you, Ganesh.
Fantastic. Why, is it something... And the stars about that, but you know, like, I know Ganesh does that, but you're just saying what a great day. So I thought maybe there was something.
Oh, every day is a great day.
Absolutely. It is.
That's great.
Yes. It is so wonderful.
You know, okay. So let's kick this off with a story. So I had a day this week that wasn't so great, or it didn't seem to be.
Okay.
Started off a little bumpy, little retrograde-y, right? Mm-hmm. So we had that going on and it's like, hey, I have this thing. Oh, I don't have this thing. Hey, I have this. Oh, that's not happening either. That kind of day. Oh,
okay.
I got this delivery coming. Oh, they didn't deliver it. It's still at the post office.
Uh-huh.
You know what? We're going to go back to that. How do you fix that when you're in that pattern? You break the pattern.
Uh-huh.
That's so, yes. So I was with my youngest, Jaden. And what we were expecting to be delivered was a new desk for his room.
Uh-huh.
And so he had a nice surface to do his homework on.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, Amazon sends me a thing. The post office couldn't deliver it. And I'm like, what do you mean? We're right here. We were here the whole time. So we go over to the post office and sure enough, it's there. And it's got heavy stickers all over it. Heavy, heavy. Right. And so the gal's like, oh yeah, it was too heavy to put it on the truck today. So thank you for coming to get it.
Okay.
So she takes her little hand truck dolly and she gets it and we're wheeling it out to my vehicle. And so then I said, okay, Jaden, it's heavy. And I told her, don't worry, we'll get it. And we both get on the side of it and we get underneath it and we go to pick it up with
it
the mind that it was heavy. And it just goes, whoop! And we're way up here. And we're like, and we almost threw that thing up in the air. And so I said, well, I guess it's not as heavy when two of us are doing that. And she goes, yeah, that's great. And we wait for her to walk away and we just start laughing, you know, and it's like, we get that in the vehicle and then we're giggling about that. So then we decide, well, you know what, let's just go grab something for lunch. You know, it's just me and him. It's like, everything else got canceled today. Let's go get lunch. So we went and got lunch and we're giggling and laughing about the post office thing and moving right along. And then the next thing that happens, we giggle and laugh about. So then we got to assemble this thing, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's like, oh, okay, here we go. We've got the instructions out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they don't make anything with words anymore. And that's okay. It's all pictures.
It's all pictures. Yeah.
Yeah. You need 5 of these screws over here in this packet. But, and then they bubble wrap those packets and they're labeled. It's all perfect. It's like,
yeah, because pictures do speak louder. Yes, but yeah, pictures are better than words.
They are, except for in this case, it would have been nice if they would have said, this piece right here that has 2 holes drilled in it, make sure that, or they were up and down, I guess, make sure that the 2 holes are at the back side and not the front side.
Oh, yeah.
So we assemble that whole thing. And of course, the one piece that needed the other hole set that needed to be at the back side was the very last piece.
Of course.
We looked at each other and he goes, we don't really need that piece, do we?
Sure, we don't.
Probably don't need it, but aesthetically it would look nicer. And we laugh again and we're like, all right, we're just tearing this sucker down. So it was like, here, I'm just going to undo these screws here. And there was like 6 or 7 of them I had to pull out. And he took it and switched it around and it put them back in. And we were really fast. We could probably assemble that desk in like under 10 minutes now if you gave us a new one.
Sure.
So, yeah. Hey, we could hire out. We'll have that up for you in 10 minutes. And
I have a couple of pieces that I am thinking about ordering that I will need help assembling.
There you go. We are the ones to call.
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
And so everyone say hi in the chat room.
Hey,
so go in there, say hello. I'm going to read off some names of you, all you wonderful people. We got Tracy, we got Judy, we got Margaret, we got me saying hi back. We've got Vanessa, we got Denise, we've got Monique, and we got Ethan so far. And we got lots of hearts coming up. Thank you, you guys, for that. And hopefully everyone else knows where to find us, BBS Radio. TV. If you're watching us after or on YouTube, you are not hitting the live version. But if you would like the live version, Friday nights, what is it? 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Very good.
CBS Radio TV on Facebook and you'll see us. Yeah. Yeah, and then you can get in the chat room and chat with us. And all right, here we go. They know you. This is Carol from New York. All right, everyone, where are you from? We'd like to know.
Yes, yes. Where are you from? Absolutely. That's the biggest high for me. Such a high to hear where everybody is from. I love to see how we connect and how you guys, how all of us connect from all over the place, you know, and it's just so cool.
It's cool. Michigan. Hello, Ethan. We know Ethan. He's over in Michigan. Got Florida, Minnesota. Yeah, it's all coming in now. You guys keep them coming. I'll rattle them off a little bit. But anyways, so we turned a bad day into a good day. We started laughing. It wasn't going to be a problem anymore. And it ended on a really good note. My friend sent me flowers that day because I had told her, well, man, my day's going bad. And she thought, you know what? Today's a good day to just send Tracy some flowers. So I'm sitting there in my chair and you know, people don't just knock on people's doors anymore. Pretty common, right? It's like you just, back in the day, if you wanted to go visit a neighbor, you went and knocked on the door and you said hi. Nowadays, you text, you call, you do these things. So we're hearing, and I'm like,
what's that noise?
Yeah. It's like, is the dog's tail hitting something? Is that, and I seriously went through about three different things that,
and the dogs weren't barking.
None of them were the door. The dogs didn't even bark.
I would get barking.
Well, they would with the doorbell, but not the knocking noise.
Wow.
So he didn't.
That's very old school.
So very old school. So finally I'm like, it might have been somebody at the door. I should probably go check. So I walk over to the door and I'm in the little people. And I see this person standing there with flowers. And I'm thinking, it's not my birthday.
So a little early.
Door, you got the right house? He goes, are you Tracy? Yeah. Yep, got the right house. Hands me the flowers. Real sweet guy. And I'm like, it's a good day. So I walk over to the and I open it up. And so why not just make a public thank you to my friend Chris for sending me flowers? So
absolutely.
Yeah, very just sweet. Cheer me up just to be a sweetheart. And what a nice thing to do. Okay, let's go back. Mm-hmm. Here we got Richmond, Kentucky. Vanessa, Cindy is in I'm just going to say Texas, hon. I'm going to butcher that name. Then we got Tack in San Francisco. We got Nikki in Canada, Ontario, Canada. All right, you guys, all over the place is what I'm seeing. All across the United States and beyond. Canada, Australia. We know we have Judy, so we know we have Australia represented.
Yeah.
Missouri, we got Margaret in Missouri. We've got we got Tracy is also in Australia. Very nice. Okay,
very nice. Thank you. Because I know it's
rocking. No. Name. Awesome.
Does she, Tracy?
Love it. Does she?
Well, I was thinking about the last name, like you're trying to read it, and I was like, oh wow, it's cool. And it dawned on me. Oh, Tracy.
Oh. All right, so I'm going to tag you. How was your week?
Good. Very good. Very good. Oh, yeah, I know.
See, story.
Yeah. Oh, you want a story?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to know my latest thing that I'm doing? And I've been talking about this in various places, and I'm reading. And this stuff is just, it's really cool because it's like the next layer to, you know, we have our concepts and we have our things, and it's like us. You know, then you get a little deeper down the rabbit hole. And that's what this is like, that next little step, because it's like this huge, you know, to me, it was this huge revelation. And anyway, and that's kind of what I've been. So I'm just, it's like, oh, trying to study and analyze it and everything, you know, play the game, right? It's understanding the game better.
I love that, playing the game, because that's, that's kind of the way it's been lately. It's like, all right, if this is a game, I want to be a top player. I'm competitive like that. Okay.
It's a game. Absolutely. And the biggest thing, you know, when you know something's a game, you can be a top player. It's when you don't know, which has been our state for how long, how many eons, we didn't know it was a game. Now we know it's a game. So that means you can play differently.
Yeah.
You know, when you're aware, things like that.
Here's a game I want everyone in our chat room to play.
Okay.
I was noticing, and forgive me to the producer, when I was fishing through BBS Radio TV on Facebook, I was noticing that we're one of the only posts that actually have everyone chatting. Oh. Everyone else, they've shared their posts, but the chat, we've got like all these chats on our archive posts. And cool. There. So I want to challenge everybody to chat it up.
Absolutely.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. Let's stand out that way.
Absolutely. All of you, how was your week? What was going on? What thing happened this week that was new or different or challenging or anything? What did you learn new this week?
Yes. Hello, what Amy message? In Dallas. Hello, Corey in California. Generic. I hope I said that right, in Canada. And Judy would like to know, she says, quit keeping us in suspense.
Tracy cut me off. Sorry.
I did not cut you off. You weren't talking. I'm going to put the screws to you. What is it that you're working on, Julia? Can you tell us anything about it?
Yeah, what this is, you know, we know that our thoughts create things. We know that. That's a concept we're grasping and we're learning how to work with better because that can be a little challenging sometimes because sometimes we forget and we have these days and we're like going crazy. And then we go, oh, wait a minute. I have a part to play in this whole thing, you know? So we got that. We also know that the things that, so we're creating that, but how we create our world is, you know, it's by what we think, you know, what we think and we say and those things, right? That's we're getting that. And we know that, let's see, I'm going to step this through. We know that our things in our outer world are reflecting things. So that's what we're creating. Okay. We are creating our worlds, right? That one's maybe a little more challenging for some people because especially if you're new to this, you know, it's like, really, I do this? You know, it's like, I don't want to create this stuff. I thought somebody else was doing this, you know, or whatever. They're challenging me all the time or whatever.
And it's like, why would I create that?
Exactly. Absolutely. So it's like, the understanding that we're creating it, you know, so we're creating that from our thoughts, that's just how this stuff happens. Now, this part that went just a little bit further and has been mind blowing to me is it's along the same line, but it just goes that little step. And it's the thoughts you think, but it's how you feel about yourself. That is what is reflected out and around. So as they always say, as within, so without, you know, and I've always said, like, you can tell where my state of mind is. If you look at my surroundings, if it's all cluttered and messy, then, you know, there's some stuff going on up and they're a little chaotic in there, but you can directly tell what's going on within somebody. But when it came to how they view themselves, how they feel about themselves, it was like, whoa, that's biggie, you know? And we totally, and then it's taking it to the next step, you know, like where we can go with that. And it's like, where do you want to be? Who do you want to be? What is it you want to do? What do you want to be? That kind of thing. And so that's where you are, you know, each one of us have control of our thoughts. That's the only thing. I mean, if we have control over nothing else, we have control of that. Nobody can take that away from us, you know? So that's where we can choose what goes in there and what is imagined in there. And then that creates our reality because whatever's going on in there is what starts happening outside of us. So see, it's taking it that next step. But the part that really got me was our feelings about ourselves. And that is so true. When you look at it, it's like, oh my gosh, that's absolutely right. So anyway.
It is. Mm-hmm. We are the creators.
Absolutely.
And and our biggest mirror to that creation is what do we have around us?
Yes. Yeah. What we have and our people, because each of us, and you know, this actually makes sense to that backdrop concept, backdrop people, you know, cause like, we're always trying to like, is it, you know, are they just a group of souls or whatever that play these parts and stuff. And
I remember what that is for the ones that don't know.
Well, this is a concept that my mother came, you know, that she discovered through her sessions, and they were talking about the backdrop people. And she's like, what are you talking about? You know, they're referring to people within someone's life. And it was like, they called them the backdrop people. And they said, the analogy was like, you know, when you have a, like a theater setting or a movie setting or something like that. You have your main characters, and then you have extras. You have your fill-ins or the backdrop people. You know, they're ones in the background. And so that's what they call them, the backdrop people. So within each of our lives, we have our main characters. Hopefully you are the main character in your life. You want to be the star in your life, okay? So each one of us, we are the star for our show. And then we have supporting actors. Mm-hmm. We have those people that are right around us that are right there helping us through whatever we're doing, you know, however they're helping us. And then because we don't want an empty stage, we create other people to be around us, the fill-ins.
Yeah. Okay. The other traffic on the road, the the people in the store. Yeah.
Right. And what always made sense to me, rather than thinking, okay, this is just a group of people that are just roaming around and waiting to be a backdrop person or an extra, it makes sense to me that, like, I might be an extra for you and you might be an extra for me. You know, it's like, it's however works to fill in for our plays, you know? Yeah. And
I would like to think of myself as supporting character.
Absolutely. Well, us for sure. But you know, like you might be going through a a store, and now you might be playing a backdrop for somebody else.
Yeah.
Playing their show. See, it's like, but your show, you're the star, and those people are your background. So see how that makes sense to me logically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and we never got a firm conclusive thing about exactly, it got confusing. It went down this really weird, like, wormhole, you know, the way, you know, Mom was asking some really good questions and it was kind of going down that. So it's like, it never really got clearly defined. It just kept being, it's like, these are extras and they're playing their parts. But the way I can understand, that's just me. You know, if you get it, go for it, you know, but this is what my mind understands, is that we can each play those roles for others and ourselves, and so that we're all helping each other out. Well, that's kind of what this is going along with. It's like, we will do that when you are have put in there, this is what I want, this is where I'm going, and you're setting your play, then see, everything starts reflecting that, because it's going to do it. Whatever you're creating, it's going to start reflecting that. And if you start needing fill-ins or whatever, then whoever's handy, whoever's around, they're going to play those roles. See, that makes sense. So,
I think so too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
And you always have your supporting people. You always have your, you know, your co-stars, and, you know, just. Okay.
So we got the background people. Now you're covering that in what your new concept or your manifesting.
I'm just, that's just saying where this comes. It's like, it explains it to me, as it's like, oh my gosh, now that's what this is.
This is a good example. Monique's writing in there, the background people make me think of that movie Truman Show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
perfect. Absolutely, yeah. You know, so you've got that, and that's how it is, but you have to understand that, I mean, this is the way I see it again, and it's not necessarily where it got to. I think it's why it got so off. It got kind of weird. I'm not going to say off, but got kind of strange, was because it kept trying to be classified as a group of people, and it's not a specific group of people. That's the way I see it. I see it as we all play these roles, and we willingly play roles for each other. You know,
so they're not
even being aware of it. We don't know we're playing these roles for somebody else,
right?
You know, and they don't know. It's just how it works. That's how powerful we are. That's the powerful creators that we are.
Wonderful. We're creating always. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So the main thing is just know what you want and start imagining that. See yourself as that.
Yeah.
In that role. And the rest of the world will start conforming to you.
Lenny's cracking me up because we get the question. I've been thinking I was a backdrop person. Is that possible? And then you answered that.
Cool.
Yeah. So the next comment is, you're answering me in real time. I love it. So look at that intuitive.
Happy to please. Happy to help there.
It's playing out there. So very cool. Love it. And everybody is chatting it up in the chat room.
Good. Yeah. Let's run a contest.
Yeah.
We'll challenge all the other shows out there to.
Come on, we're going to get some comments going. Mm-hmm. And
so what kind of, are we getting shares? anybody talking about what's going on in their week and stuff like that. I love to hear.
You share it too. That's great. Share mm-hmm. this on your page. Let other
absolutely.
People
see yeah.
how wild and weird we can get on this show for sure.
We can.
Okay. So Margaret's talking about lots of happy technical glitches in the streams this week, including earlier where I accidentally played Julia and Kaya a song. Oh.
Wonderful. I didn't know. I was asking. So you were the one that was playing the music, that had the music going. I mean, I can't, when we started the show, I'm there's some music I'm hearing. That was feeling, I wasn't hearing, I'm feeling music. And I'm like,
feeling it.
Who has the music going? Because it's great. It's wonderful. I'm good. But I never got confirmation that there was somebody that had music.
There it is.
Super. Good. Thank you.
Hey. That's perfect. Okay, lovely week happening. I love that. Got my Reiki level one attunement. This is Denise. Good job, Denise. That's fun. Oh, Reiki yeah. is, we call that, you know, like marijuana is the gateway drug, right? Yeah. Well, Reiki is the gateway spiritual drug. It gets you going. If you haven't yeah. Really stepped into spirituality fully yet and you're looking at what could get me there or what's a good step to take, Reiki is amazing. It just really can shift your energy, get you in a different place. So Reiki one, congratulations.
Well, and I think a reason that's so good and probably any of the energy work in general is because you have to get in touch with yourself and you, cause it's energy is so subtle. You have to go to this other feeling center of yourself. And so I think that might be why that starts doing some of this with you.
I think so. Yeah. It gets you in the groove. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So very nice. All right. Well, so this is in the works. You're working. This is a book and a workshop.
Well, this is just something I am exploring right now, but yes, thank you for you calling. Yeah. Because that is what I want to do. I feel very passionate about it and I would like to do that.
Yeah.
I would like to write on and it and create a workshop, create something around it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I think that's where we're all kind of heading, right? We've all had the law of attraction. We've had the, you know, how to manifest, how to create. But it keeps evolving and evolving. And so we keep needing the next teacher and the next teacher. So here we are.
Okay. If you
I don't just do the wolf that little noise for anyone.
Oh well, thank you.
So yes, very exciting, and we'll see that according to Tamara last week with the astrology, that's coming out within your birth year,
right?
So by next March we'll see that.
Correct.
Yeah,
that is what she said.
No.
yes with both of you, I will be there.
It's fun to have a teammate with me on that. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Anna. I don't stand a chance.
You're welcome.
My stubborn
character right here. Supporting cast character. Yeah. And very good. Very excited about that news. That's good. See, it was good to share your story. And now we got everybody in the chat room. Yep. Amy saying, sign me up. She's ready already for your workshop. You better get on that.
Super.
I like that. And let's see if we got anything else. I find this very strange. I published my book March 2018. Just yesterday, I get an email from Amazon that the Kindle version is just a blank page. Oh, no.
Oh, goodness. Well, it's good that they let you know.
Yes. Exactly. Not going to sell a lot of those. But yeah. That would probably be an example of Mercury in retrograde, right? Yeah. Those kind of things can happen.
Mercury and all the other planets that Tamara was telling us about that were in retrograde, that will be going out of retrograde in a few weeks.
Right. October. I still have my note that October 18th is a day to be very careful about what you say. Okay. I'm just like that all the time.
So. Yeah.
This thing rattles on and on. I'm like, sorry.
So if we just monitor what goes in here, then maybe that will help what comes out here.
Good point. Yes. Keep everything that goes in the input very positive.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's a good thing to talk about too, because that's I had a client today where, and this was the ascension session. So this was the channel talking. I said, humankind only has three things to do. And I'm going to try and remember these three things. Love yourself.
Okay.
Quit judging yourself.
Ooh,
yeah. And forgive yourself.
All having to do with loving yourself.
If every human being could do those three things, mm-hmm. then there would be no more problems in the world.
Right. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, show's over, guys. Bye-bye. No.
Well, do your three things.
Go do your three things. Everybody do those three things. And you know what a journey that is to fall in love with yourself, to do those things. So mm-hmm. very, very important. But that was a pretty cool session to have that come through and be like, yeah, it's so simple, yet it's like climbing Mount Everest, you know, without any training.
True. It can feel like that, but it's just a matter, you know, but even Mount Everest, one step at a time.
One step at a time. Wow.
You take it when you're ready. You know, don't be in a rush or a race. One step at a time. Every step is progress.
Yeah. And don't compare yourself to where somebody else is at on the journey.
Exactly.
That's important too. Yeah.
That goes with that.
Yeah.
I feel like comparing yourself to others is a sense of judgment on yourself. Should be as good as her. You should be as good as him. Yeah. Why aren't you there?
Yeah. Why are they so far ahead of me? Why can't I be more like that? Why am I not there yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was me. That was my conscious mind.
How many YouTube followers? Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like it'll be like you, you know, because that's that part of you saying that about yourself. I mean, it will say, why can't I? But yeah, I was speaking like I meant myself. Yeah, like this is what we say to ourselves so many times. Why couldn't you do that? Why? What is wrong with you? There's, you know, that's we really want to watch what our self-talk is. Because that's showing us exactly how we feel about ourselves. So,
yeah, very revealing, isn't it?
Absolutely. But I'm telling you, if you have things going on in your life, you're like, God, why is this going on? Why is this so challenging? That's where you have to look at what is your self-talk? What are you thinking about yourself? Because that's something that's going on inside of you, and it's just reflected out. Other people are happy to play that role to show you just exactly what you're thinking inside.
Yeah. Well, and they're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
My the way I look at that is wherever I am at energetically, mm-hmm. you as my friend, no matter what, you're going to mirror that back to me, whether you mean to or not, because I'm going to interpret whatever you say or do as whatever it is I need to work on. And
you may not like it.
Usually we don't.
No.
Like, what did she mean? Why did she do that? What's going on? Oh my gosh. But you know, when we can take a step back and look at that journey from another perspective, spirit is more than happy to throw us those answers in our path and get us where we need to be to help us have the aha moment. Mm-hmm. So it does get there, but it's not always easy to have those things happen. And I say, what is it? The four agreements where you're not supposed to take anything personally.
Absolutely.
Read that like the Bible, guys, you know, okay, this isn't personal. This was said or done, or that action was taken because I need, and I'm reacting this way because it's a trigger.
Exactly.
Why is it a trigger? What does it mean to me when this happens, or how am I feeling around that? And you'll find that answer eventually. Mm-hmm. So sooner better, but
yes,
definitely.
Yeah. Sometimes we get it, you know, by battering our heads, you know, against the wall for quite a while, and then it finally maybe breaks through. But that's why we talk about these things, because maybe we can save each other some bumps on the head, you know.
Just time to listen up. And you know, it is that way, because sometimes we really get hurt, and I know that I have really been hurt about certain things, like I had a friend that canceled plans on me after I took a whole day off for her. And then mm-hmm. she's like, can we schedule this for a time where there's more time? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I took the day off. Oh, well, I ended up scheduling appointments with no regard to the fact that I took the time off. Mm-hmm. And I was really hurt by that. But then when I backed up, I was like, okay, where am I not valuing myself or my time enough to not have, you know?
Absolutely, because that's what was being reflected.
Yeah, so that was my mirror. Where did I not value myself or my time enough?
Right.
Where am I not doing that right now? And allowing myself to view. And for me, sometimes my technique will be to, you know, when we get in it, we're just kind of like in that messy place with it, right? But then when right. you kind of get out of that, it's always the rise above it thing. Get the bigger picture. What is it that's happening right here? Absolutely. You know, why are you reacting that way? You know, she had some important things she had to take care of. It's okay. It wasn't personal and she didn't mean anything by it. You know, why are you reacting this way? And it wasn't anything to do with her. She played her part perfectly. Mm-hmm. You know, she made her life complicated for us to get together because I needed to see that I'm not making that time for myself or I'm not respecting myself in some way. Right. And, you know, and I need to value myself and my time. And so it was a beautiful mirror and in hindsight. So
beautiful mirror and a beautiful message because yeah. how many, you know, it's so easy to do these things, to fall in these little things like that and not realize whatsoever we're doing. That's why it really is important to pay attention to what's going on around you because it's just trying to show you, this is where you're, you know, you need to pay more attention here, you know, with yourself.
Yeah.
It always comes back to you. It always comes back to me. It always comes back, you know, we'll always come back to ourselves.
Yeah. Love yourself.
It's nothing about you. Exactly. Love yourself. No, don't judge yourself.
Let go of judgment. Yeah.
And
forgive.
Forgive. Yeah. I feel like trust is that needs to be, it's like, cause I wanted to say trust yourself instead of judge. Don't judge yourself. So that was, I don't know.
Well, the judgment, that gets mirrored a lot to people. The judgment stuff. Yeah. I know a lot
trust
of
us too. If you don't trust yourself. How many? I have trust issues. I have trust yeah. issues. You know, it's like I don't trust anybody.
Well, so you're going to draw in the people that.
Yeah, exactly. You're drawing the one that you're creating the situation, so you will completely harden that thought about yourself that you can't trust anybody. And so, but it ultimately is coming down to trusting yourself. So you know, and if things have happened in the past and mistakes have been made. Then that's where, so see, it does kind of whirl around judgment because that's where we judge ourselves. You know, I can't make good decisions. I don't trust myself to make good decisions. I don't trust myself to do the right thing. I don't trust myself. So that's judgment, you know, that's, yes. but that's what it is ultimately coming back to is how you feel about yourself. So
we're going to talk and I'm going to let you talk on this. In the chat room, I have the comment, trust is challenging. Go. I'm not even going to tell you what stood out to me about that statement. Yeah,
absolutely.
Got it.
Yeah. And actually, you know, and it was said earlier too, this can be challenging and if just change that one word challenging, because by saying that word challenging, then you are creating the scenario for that to be challenging. And also I bet if you're doing it with that, then you're probably doing it with other things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh my gosh, yeah, this is the challenging part of this, you know, but it's like I'm making a positive statement, but because you're using that challenge word, then you are creating everything around that. You're creating things to be challenging. You can just as easily say, trust comes easily. It comes so easily and freely to me. I totally trust myself. And because you're saying it's easy, then it will be easy and you'll be creating things to come into yourself that makes it easy. If you want to make it challenging, keep using the word challenging. If you want to make it hard, use the word hard.
And we all do it.
Be some other words. We all do it. Absolutely. And it's a matter of catching yourself when you do it. So that's why we're just pointing it out. So that you will catch yourself, and because we do it with each other all the time.
All the time. Yeah.
All the time. And your goal is to do it with yourself because you don't always have somebody around you that will catch you. And so that's your ultimate goal is to catch yourself and self-correct.
I'm going to put a bug in everyone's ear. It's the same bug I have in my ear. And it's when I've talked to Julia and I'll say, oh, this is so hard. Just a simple phrase like that. And here's a little voice of Julia going, yeah, if you want it to be. Am I right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, but I have Tracy's voice in my head. So, okay, your wish is my command.
Yeah. So it. And the universe says, okay.
Absolutely.
So you guys will have both of us in your heads. Sure, if you want it to be, and okay, universe, your wish is my command. There it is.
Yeah, and that's I think that's, you know, I can't remember all the different things I've said, but that's one of the things we say, being mindful, you know, just being aware of your thoughts, being mindful, because the only way you're ever going to start shifting them and change, like I said, you are the one with the control over what goes on in there. And that's the beginning. This is how you start. You catch yourself when you say some of these, when you're thinking some of these things and saying some of these things, and then you start shifting them. And then it gets, then it becomes a game, you know? And you're like, oh, and you'll see us do that. Some we'll start to say something that's like, we're stopping because we're trying to reframe the statement. It's like, we're catching ourselves mid sentence. That's, you know, so that's what you'll always be working on this. And then there again, it goes, what are you putting in? You know, if you've got that kind of stuff coming in at you all the time, see, then that's going to be in there. So you want to pay attention, be aware of what you're allowing in. Mm-hmm. And then, because we said what comes in goes out, you know, it will come out of this mouth, so, or these fingers when they type.
Everybody get a friend that is the word police. And how does this one fit for you? We're reframing. Okay. Trust is interesting. Yeah. Feels lighter.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely lighter. You know, only you know what you mean by interesting.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's definitely lighter.
Definite. It made me laugh, so it was much lighter for me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, again, it's a, and I realize it's a process. It can be a process that you're, you know, okay, well, I'm here and you want me to be thinking over here. And it's like, that's a gap. There's a big spread there and that's going to take me a little bit. Well, what you just did, that's good that you made a step. That's fantastic. So, and just keep working on it. You will be, I promise. Where you can easily say, trust is easy. I love trusting myself.
I had a QHHT client do this and it stuck with me. So I'm going to share it with you guys. They were in a cycle and their higher self said, just unplug it. And I said, so what's happening? Well, I imagine it's plugged into the wall and I'm taking that plug and I'm unplugging it. And now there's no more power to that cycle. And it was so powerful that I use it all the time. So
absolutely. And that could be, absolutely. You could talk like we talk sometimes about the tape, you know, it's on a loop and it just runs continuously. So it's like, you're unplugging that tape recorder, that tape can't play anymore.
Yes.
You know, and then you can reprogram a new tape. You can reprogram a new statement, whatever it is going on in there. Then you can plug it back in, but don't plug it back in until you have something new to put in there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, make sure you're on your positive, your positive food diet, your positive social media diet, your positive new, you know, whatever you're watching, programs that are coming in, whatever it is,
absolutely. Really pay attention, be mindful of what you allow in, because in the books you read, like you're saying, all the stuff you watch, everything, pay attention, because it's so important. All of that is greatly influencing what's going on in your world. I mean, I did that as a thing one time. It was like a challenge to myself. And I thought it the first time I watched some of these shows and I thought, this is interesting, but I don't know if it has any connection. And then I stopped watching these shows and things cleared up. And I thought, that's it. And then I thought, well, could that be? I don't know. Because this is like a year or two ago, maybe 2 years. And I'm like, I don't know. And so I started watching these shows again. Oh my gosh, all this stuff, all this drama, all this stuff started coming in again. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what it is. But see, I was feeding that into my brain. It was a really good show. And so I was getting engrossed in it. So see, I'm feeling it.
Yes.
And you're in there and among it. Well, you do that, it's in you, you know, it was coming out in my world as really great drama, you know, because it was a really great drama series. It was like, what a violence. Luckily I didn't, but it was interpreting that in a different way. You know, it was taking that and putting it here in a lot of drama and a lot of maybe backbiting, things like that. And it's like, I'm like, this is interesting. Could that possibly? Yeah, it did.
Okay, yeah. Margaret's pointing out there's a lot of drama in music, but she loves it. I love the drama in my music. Well, and emotional stuff can be a good thing because they can help you release, you know, certain music is really good for the yeah. soul. But there is some music out there that's a little bit hard too. So
well, I would say, see how it makes you feel.
Yeah.
And if it's something that pulls you in and then you start noticing your world shifting or having things happen, you know, that's what I'm saying. Just kind of be like, do an experiment with it, you know, and maybe get, if you feel like, okay, you know, things are going on in my life and that's interesting. I don't know why they're happening. And then maybe stop listening to that and see what happens. See, that's how you do an experiment. It's like, could this be? Well, you stop it for a while and you see, and then you bring it back in, you reintroduce it. And if it comes back, then it's either that or it's how you're getting engrossed in it. You have to look at all the stuff, you know, so how are you taking it in?
I have one for you.
Okay.
I used to be the queen of this.
Okay.
Well, maybe not used to. Maybe it's still a little bit there.
Oh.
Sarcasm.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah. The sarcasm is fun. Yeah.
Back in the day, mm-hmm. that's probably my first car, you know, 17, 18 years old. And I went with some girlfriends to the beach and we went into one of those little shops with all the little knick-knacky things. And there was one of these little suction cup things that says shit happens.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Put that sucker in my car.
I wonder what you attracted to yourself.
Funniest thing ever, because I think spirit has the biggest sense of humor on the planet. You know, things would go wrong. Things here and there would go wrong. And I'm just like, man, and then I come out and see the little shit happens on my car and me not doing this. Oh, maybe that's what's going on. I'd be like, you know, it does. Shit does happen. And so, you know, again, I'm
sorry. I can tell you, I can confirm that totally.
Yes, that totally happened. Yes. This sign's so accurate. So one day I walk out to my car and there was literally bird poop streaked across that same spot where that sign in my window was. And I just started laughing. And then it hit me. Mm-hmm. I need to take that out of my car.
Uh-huh.
And this is when I was, you know, like 18 yeah. years old and I was figuring that out. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to take that out of my car. And I took it out. I threw it away and it stopped.
But, amazing.
But to literally put bird poop right across the sign. Mm-hmm. And it was so sarcasm. I was always so sarcastic and you know, just using that as a means of humor. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I still do in some degree, but I'm very careful with it now compared to what I used to be with it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a manifester. It certainly is a manifester.
Totally. Yeah, so we have to be mindful of what we're thinking, what we're saying, what we're feeling. You know?
Yeah.
But we are in total control of this. So you can do it. You can't say, oh, I don't have time. I don't have what this is your job. I mean, like, so you only have three things to do and it all has to do with you.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Exactly.
So be mindful.
You do have time. You are important. You are worth it. And you are valuable. And somebody needs to hear what you have to say. And they need to experience the gifts you have to give.
Absolutely.
Very important.
Very well said.
Yeah. I'd like to take credit, but it actually comes through the channel.
Well, so. And I feel like somebody really, I don't like to use the word need, because that creates a need. You know, but yeah. I feel like somebody somebody really benefited from that. That was probably very right timing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Cause that's this feeling. I feel something right here. Like, you know, and if somebody has something to say, I feel
like
somebody
look at it this way. Let's paint a picture. Mm-hmm. If your mom hadn't said what she needed to say, mm-hmm. if she hadn't stepped into her truth form, at a time when that wasn't very acceptable to be out there with hypnosis and to be out there doing what she was doing, one, we wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Absolutely.
We wouldn't have the convoluted universe books. What kind of world would we be in? This has affected thousands and thousands of lives. Mm-hmm. And where would we be in this world without your mom if she hadn't stepped into what she was supposed to do when she came into her life? Mm-hmm. And your dad. We don't ever want to leave your dad out, because
started with him.
It started there, you guys. It was Julia's dad that started this. So
Yeah.
So really, how significant for both of them to think outside of the box, to look at hypnosis, to practice that in a time when it wasn't popular,
right,
and to give it a shot. And I mean, we're like their lineage.
Absolutely. It's like, yeah. I mean, I guarantee you, they had no idea what was going to happen.
Oh yeah.
You know, even my mom was teaching and things like that, she still didn't know where this was going. I mean, she just knew it's like what happened at that point was already so much more than she could even imagine and fathom. Yeah. So, and then to keep going with it, that's, you know, it.
Exactly. It's so extraordinary. But let's think about what it took for your mom to keep going. It probably took a friend that kept encouraging her and kept showing interest in what she was doing. It probably took somebody else that kind of pushed her in a certain way, in a certain direction. Those people were pivotal.
Absolutely.
For all of us. Yes. And who are you being a pivotal person for? You don't even know maybe that something said or did push somebody.
How many times we don't know. We're playing a role and we have no idea. We're just doing it, but, you know, because that's an agreement. I mean, we're just doing it. We're willingly playing these roles. Have no idea the long-term impact.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm pushing you right now. I'm pushing you.
Get that book. But you're aware of it.
And I'm aware of it. But we don't know where it's going to go. We don't know what 10 years from now that could look like. But, you know, it's just more like I want to support you. And I want to see you do great. And so I'm going to support you in that.
I'm going to support you by pushing you.
But if I wasn't being me, I wouldn't be pushing you.
That's true.
See? And so it's very important. Somebody needs to know what you have to say. Somebody needs to experience you in their life. You are very important. You might be the one that needs to be out there being the big dynamic person, and somebody that is supporting you needs to be there and be their selves. And wouldn't you want that to be the case? Yeah. So everybody plays a very, very, very important part. You are all priceless.
Absolutely. Like I said, I've said several times this, every single one of us is needed on this planet. I mean, without you, it would not be the same planet. It would not be the same experience. So you are needed. You are so valuable. You must know that you play a very large role. No matter what you think of it, it is a very large role. It would not be the same. We are all necessary.
Absolutely.
With all the puzzle pieces, you know, if the puzzle piece is missing, it's not a complete puzzle.
No, we don't want that.
No,
that's just annoying.
What's that hole there?
Yeah. Where's that piece?
Yeah.
Oh, my daughter's on.
Oh, wonderful.
Hi, Tiffany.
The daughter with two mothers.
Oh, I love it. So. Yeah. Cool. Anyways, so many things. I know we are getting a little bit close to closing time here, and we'll get into, she's saying hello back. But you know, that if we close on that, how spectacular to really get everyone thinking about, I am valuable. I am important. What I have to say does need to be heard.
Absolutely. And so if you can go out thinking that, I mean, if you can start making that some of your new thought processes. I am valuable. I have an important role to play. You know, I am necessary, you know.
Very important.
And you're going to start seeing proof of that, because you will naturally create that in your world. But I'm telling you, we can see it already. We know it. You know, now if you're not seeing it, then start saying that to yourself and you will start seeing it.
Yes. The secret's out. You're important. Mm-hmm. And we know. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
One of the things to think about too is if it's in your heart, if it's a desire, if there's something that you want to do, it's there for a reason. It's your compass. So follow that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I've heard some people say that, well, we don't know. And it could be the way things are, you know, and the conditioning that we have. It's like we kind of lose some of that. It's like to even want to have a desire to do anything or whatever. And so it's kind of, sometimes it's a little hard to put our hands on what is it I want, you know? But I think, exactly. And I think some of that comes back to, like, you know, is some of that worthy things, you know? It's like, I just have to be where I am and I just let things come to me. Well, I just want you to know it all. Remember, things come to you to support whatever is going on in here and what you feel about yourself. So if you do nothing else, then change that stuff. And then you'll start seeing your outer world changing. And then you will probably have a better idea of what it is you want. You'll be in a place that you can actually state these things. You'll feel worthy of it.
Yeah.
Because I think we have been we've been kind of conditioned to play lesser, you know, be humble, be meek, you know, and but we know more now. That's not the earthly experience. We are great and powerful beings, and it's about how to be that here on this plane, how to remember that part about ourselves and do this. And it's understanding the creators that we are. I mean, this is huge, guys. You know, and then when we realize that we've been doing this all along, we were just doing it unconsciously. Now we're conscious about it. So let's make stuff really cool. You know, really
cool. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. I keep getting this thought to do with everyone, and it's so simple. And it was something that came through for a different kind of session that I was working with, but we forget that we're multidimensional beings.
Yes.
We get really attached to the physical body. I want everyone to do something for me. I want you to just close your eyes. Just close the eyes. And in doing that, you already entered another dimension right there. Now imagine what you do when you set an intention for something else to happen.
Yeah. Well, when I closed my eyes, I took a deep breath. So it's almost like it's like a shift.
Yeah, just like a piece. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, there's so many more things we could do just from that space. You close your eyes. Now your mind opened up.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I'm no longer focusing on what's out here. Yeah. Now what's going on here? And right. Then just take yourself out into space and just explore that for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And how free that feels to be in space and just be.
You know, that's one of the greatest tools that we have is our imagination. So Absolutely. Imagine wonderful things.
Yeah.
Really stretch this imagination, you know, create fantastic, wonderful things. Remember, because whatever goes on up in here, it's created in the world.
And this is where it's fun to now think of this reality as a game.
Absolutely.
What can I create up here that I can manifest and create here and start making that magic happen?
Yes. So, absolutely.
Speaking of magic, how do people become a practitioner?
I was just going to do the same segue. If you would like to become a QHHT practitioner to help other people explore their reasons for being here, exploring who they really are, QHHT is a fantastic, fantastic technique in helping people do that. Mom created it and developed it over 40, 50 years. I mean, the legacy that she left is amazing. And I am so honored to continue it. And we're all working on continuing it. So,
just becomes a big family, you know?
Absolutely. So anyway, you can go to QHHTofficial.com and we have our level one course. That's where you would start. Then we have level two and level three. So if you want to keep going with it, you can absolutely make a career out of it if that's what you want to do. But if you just want to help people, that's fantastic. It'll meet you there too. Tracy has a coupon code if you want to get 10% off your course. Just use this cool code.
And the code is the magic is real. One word so that it doesn't confuse them at the office. The magic is real.
Yeah.
Put that in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's, you know, and just come on, like she said, join the family. I mean, we are a big family and we love, like, look, our family's right here. So many of our family is right here in this chat.
Well, and the hearts are coming up like crazy.
Oh, good, good, good. and how can everybody find you, Tracy?
Come over to QHHTofficial.com, go to find a practitioner. I'm over there, or go to TracyMahan.com and you'll find.
And you are in Oregon.
I'm in Oregon.
Area.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, if you're okay. And also I have the Soul Speak course about understanding what your body's trying to tell you. I have the book, Soul Speak, the Language of Your Body, and I also have the online course, and you can go to JuliaCannon.com to get more information there. So
yes. Absolutely a fabulous thing to do.
And we could go ahead and announce very quickly. We have like 1 minute left. QHHT, we're going to have a reunion in January in Florida. It's posted on the website now, so you can get all the information and come and join us. I mean, just come be with us. You don't have to be a practitioner to be at the reunion.
We have a hug waiting for you when you come.
Yes.
So can't wait. So yeah. Yeah. Very true. Wonderful. And that's it. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for chatting it up. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, thank you for bringing the chat room alive, everyone. And for those listening later, love you all too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You're here in spirit. We know it. Bye-bye.